A little over 1 year ago, the Me Too movement against sexual abuse began spreading on American social media. Now India is having a Me Too movement of its own. Growing numbers of women are accusing powerful men in entertainment and media of sexual wrongdoing. In the past 2 weeks, a major Bollywood production house has shut down. A popular Indian writer has publicly apologized for past behavior. And on Wednesday, a government minister resigned after 20 women accused him of sexual harassment. MJ Akbar, who is 67, has worked at the country's leading newspapers and written several books. He was among the most influential people in Indian news media. His accusers are all female journalists who worked for him in the past. Akbar has denied any wrongdoing, and in answer, he has filed charges against the first woman to publicly accuse him. He accuses her of the crime of spreading false and damaging information.
The fast spread of Me Too in India began late last month. That is when Bollywood actress Tanushree Dutta took legal action against actor Nana Patekar. Dutta said Patekar sexually harassed her while the two were filming a movie. Patekar has denied the accusations. Days later, a female comedian, Mahima Kukreja, made similar accusations against a member of the comedy group All India Bakchod. She said Utsav Chakraborty sent her unwanted sexual messages. The man apologized on Twitter, saying, "It's a little too late, but I am sorry." Both women's accusations became leading news stories in the country. More and more women in media began telling their own stories to the press and online. Some people have criticized the movement, saying it only concerns rich, educated people who live in cities. Indian writer Tavleen Singh published an opinion story this week in the Indian Express. She wrote, "More than 100 Indian women get raped every day. 4 out of 10 are children, and 94% of the perpetrators are relatives. Will this change now that a handful of educated journalists and actresses have come forward?" "No, it will not," she stated.
Yet the movement appears to be spreading. Me Too Rising is a project by the search engine Google. It presents a visual representation of hashtag MeToo searches around the world. The more that people in an area search for Me Too issues, the brighter that area shines. The map lets users see search trends for Me Too beginning in October of 2017. That is when the movement first took off on social media. For example, on October 16th of 2017, much of the United States and parts of Europe were shining brightly. India appears mostly dark, except for a few areas near major cities. But in recent days, all of India has been shining brighter than any other place on Earth, by a lot. On Friday, the project showed 4 of the 5 top searching cities were in India.
Some women in India have said they chose to speak out after hearing the testimony of Christine Blasey Ford. The American professor in September publicly accused a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court of sexually attacking her over 30 years ago. That nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, was confirmed earlier this month as a Supreme Court justice. Rituparna Chatterjee is a journalist in India. She said that women around the world have been holding powerful men accountable for sexual wrongdoing. Now, she said, Indian women are ready to do the same. Chatterjee told VOA, "The floodgates to women's anger have been opened." I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Katie Weaver.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.